Alabama real estate headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor, Property Tax Assessment Hub for AL Pros. The Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor page is presented as a single source for property tax assessment help in AL, covering valuation, exemptions, appeals, and key deadlines. For AL real estate professionals, easy access to assessment rules, exemption details, and appeal windows helps improve advising accuracy and transaction readiness. Visit the Tax Assessor page before listing or advising clients to confirm current valuation, exemptions, and deadline-related details for any AL property discussion. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama property records search for AL professionals, owners, deeds, permits, and more. The Alabama Property Records Search site helps users check property records in AL, including owner details, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records. AL real estate professionals can use this one resource to speed up due diligence on property ownership and title-related records. Use https://alabama.propertychecker.com/ to review owner, deed, permit, tax, loan, and lien records before advising AL clients. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama Real Estate Commission Guide, Average Rates and Commissions by City. Calibri Real Estate's article explains how much real estate agents make in Alabama, including the average commission rate and commission figures by city. For Alabama agents and brokers, this provides a local baseline for understanding earning expectations and discussing compensation in their markets. Use the city-level commission context in this guide to compare commission structures before finalizing terms in your AL business. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama realtor commission fees. 2026 survey shows 5.96% average. A February 2026 survey of local Alabama real estate agents reports an average real estate commission of 5.96%, which is above the national average of 5.70%. AL agents can use this benchmark to understand current local pricing expectations and positioning as they negotiate and set commission strategies. Use the 5.96% Alabama figure as a current reference point when reviewing your commission structure and listing agreements. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most AL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.